At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, episode 13.
What up, Coach?
What up, Coach? Cigars.
Yeah, Frederick Brown.
Frederick Brown, the cigar special.
Coming up.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
All right. Famous people. You know any famous people that synonymous with, like, having a cigar?
The first one that comes to mind is Winston Churchill.
Wow. How you go that so deep, man?
I mean, he's always had, in my history, you know, he's always had a cigar. I've never seen him without one.
But you went heavy. I got to come up with one. I can't say like Suge Knight. Suge Knight known for cigars.
Suge Knight known too.
I know. Hey. But I'm saying, you said
Suge Knight is the Winston Churchill in South Central.
You can help me all you want, Coach. You said Winston Churchill, a man that is synonymous for education. You know what I mean? I said Suge Knight, owner of Death Row Records. Talk about two different ends of the spectrum. But
it's all good.
Give me one more and I'll give you.
Red Auerbach.
See? Okay. All right. Now I got to come up with. All right. Known for cigars. He's famous. God, you got me. You got me, dude.
What about the guy, the commercial guy, the most important man in America? What's his name?
What is his name?
I don't drink. The Dos Equis guy.
Oh. I don't know. Hey, let me ask you this. Does Captain Morgan have a cigar?
I don't.
He got a cigar with that whiskey.
I haven't looked at that label in a long time. My rum days has been long gone.
Listen, give us our theme music, man. Oh boy, welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. I got you on the field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka Steeler Nation.
Listen, rest assured, you know who this is. This your boy Mr. You Better Live, aka Mr. Coach Reback, aka Mr. Football Nordahl, aka the infamous.
Infamous.
The infamous.
The infamous.
I got it first.
Today we'll have remembering infamy.
And infamy. What up, Coach?
What up, Coach?
Man, shout out to you.
Cigars, baby.
I'm celebrating you.
Cigars.
We're celebrating cigars today.
It's like the cigars, too, are synonymous with victories and championships.
They are.
Yeah.
So
the
victory
cigar.
Who had the Jordan?
Jordan. Jordan.
With the cigar.
Right, Jordan.
Oh, right. Man.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tennessee, Alabama.
That's
Tennessee
true.
Football game, Tennessee versus Alabama. They use the cigars, victory cigar. They light it up in the locker room after the game.
Now, do you personally smoke cigars? Do you?
I like them.
Frequent them?
Yeah.
Do
like
you
them.
Have a special? Are you like an aficionado, or are you just like
no.
a virgin cigar smoker?
I rely on the what do you call the bartender to recommend something.
They got some serious, like, it's some intricacies about
yeah,
cigars.
Just
like the
wine.
Taste.
Yeah.
You got different kinds,
yep.
light, medium,
yep.
heavy.
Yep.
You know, I don't do cigars, you know, but yeah.
They're okay.
They're interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
They are interesting.
Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact.
You know we got to get Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact to clap.
Did you know that the saying close but no cigar originated back in the 1920s when carnivals used to give cigars as prizes?
Wow.
Yeah.
Close but no cigar.
Close but no cigar.
So they couldn't. So you know what's crazy? That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an interesting Mary Naked fun fact. Hey, class clown.
Class clown opening.
Segment. They always get that crap. Right. You told me I was going to like this opening
yeah.
joke. Again, listen.
I'll try and get something that you would like.
All right. Listen. Y'all ready for this one? What did the cheap cigar say to the bag of weed?
What did he say?
May I be blunt with you? That's a good one. I like that one. All right.
I hope this doesn't offend anyone.
Okay.
What do you call an Ethiopian girl with a yeast infection?
Oh, man. What, man?
A quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I should clap for that one or not. Oh, my goodness.
Ew. And your nephew, okay.
All right. All right. Dude, we cannot. All right. What do the Dallas Cowboys and the Postal Service have in common?
What?
They both don't deliver on Sunday. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
But, All right.
Why did the Seattle Seahawks fan cross the road?
Oh, boy.
I was thinking the same thing when I accelerated. Before we call,
yes,
we want to do a. We're going to start off with a Yoda moment.
We got to do. Listen, and I'm going to tell y'all something. This is what we. I want to give y'all the real deal.
The real deal Yoda moment.
So listen. All right, listen again. Let me preface this by saying we never practice the Yoda moment. It is not pre-recorded. We haven't spoken about it, right, Coach?
That's right.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Discuss a specific story or passage in the Bible that has personal meaning to you.
Discuss a personal passage a passage in the Bible that has personal meaning to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the Bible says that it introduces David as a man after God's own heart. Mm. That passage is personal to me because that's really the call of my life. I'm a modern day David. The way my life is gone and it's going, the ups and the downs.
Sure.
And so that the reason it's personal is because I'm living the David life.
Mm.
I am his life, literally. The mistakes I've made,
right.
The good choices, the bad choices, the ups, the downs. I'm talking about the betrayal, the befriending, everything that David lived.
Mm.
And in all of that, those bad choices, the Bible says God himself testified that David, when God says this, he said, that man right there is a man after my own heart. When no man said that, God said that.
About David.
Yes.
Right.
You rarely see where God testified. God himself testified. Not a man. The voice of God testified, said, that's David. He's a man after my heart. That's heavy.
Mm.
So that, for me, is personal because I'm out of my mistakes, out of my choices, good and bad. And I'm stressing this because it's really, I didn't even know what this was about.
Right.
And I'm living the David life now. And that it is synonymous of my life. That's why.
Where will we read about David? What passages?
And you read about him in 1st and 2nd Samuel.
Okay.
He's introduced actually in those books.
Okay.
He actually comes in to the, on the Bible scene as like a 15-year-old ready dude.
Okay.
Like this little ready dude, 15 years old, look good.
Right.
You know, very got a zeal, very athletic, very, very, very well spoken. And so, but he was on the backside of a mountain tending stinky sheep. That was the unpopular job.
Mm.
They put him, they hid a jewel. That's what he was, the epitome of a hidden jewel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the prophet, God sent the prophet to call him out. He said, bring him. That's who I want. So he was a man after my own heart. So that's when, for me, it's personal.
Wow.
I didn't mean to make that.
No, that's so awesome, man.
That's why. That's
Yoda.
That
means. Yeah, Yoda. Give us some rock and roll, man.
We got the Yoda dance. Y'all don't understand. We doing the Yoda dance right now. And we going to patent the dance.
Yoda.
Ooh, we got to get one more bite. Shout out to Yoda, man. All right. So,
Let's call Frederick Brown.
We have
a cigar aficionado.
We got to give him a call. I'm dialing his number right now.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute. We're going to get
He's in a cigar bar in Brooklyn right now. So
this is about to be lit. All right. Let's get him on the line.
Let's get him on the line.
Let's get him on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Is this Mr. Frederick Brown?
That is I.
Good morning. How are you doing? Can you hear us?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes. Good morning to you, sir. We want to shout you out. Mr. Frederick Brown, welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, sir. It's so good to have you, sir.
I'm good. Is the other person on the line the one and only Sir Lancelot of Boston?
Yes, he is.
You know it, Coach. Come on now.
He has to read your resume off. If you would allow us for 1 second just to introduce you to the world.
Our guest, Frederick Brown, is a renowned cigar aficionado and the managing director of Sarolix Accessories, LLC. He's also a former Maine Black Bear who would discuss his luxury cigar accessories, the culture of cigars, and how it relates to life and sports. What's up?
Shout out to you, Mr. Brown.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. So I also hear that you are former military.
I am, U.S. Navy.
Boy, that's why I love you already. Mr. Brown.
Two Navy guys.
Salt Life. We fellow Salt Lifers. How you? I love it. I love it. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. You military as well?
Yes, former sir. Military? Former Navy. Yes, sir. Navy. U.S. Navy.
My man. That's what I'm talking
about. Salt Life. That's what we're doing, Mr. Brown. So we got a connection already.
Yes, indeed.
So listen, we want to get right into this. We want to celebrate you today. We really appreciate you for being on. How's it going in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is live, man. It's just the energy can't be replaced. It can't be matched, man. Summertime, you know, the people are out. If there's a party, there's a block party.
Wow.
People are out.
Wow. All right. So let's get right into
this.
We got a series of questions for you. The first one, we want to just break the ice with saying, listen, we want to know who is your favorite NFL team and why.
I'm a Giants fan, and only because, you know, growing up, I was never really into sports early on. Like, I got into sports because of Patrick Ewing. And I think what it was I was watching a game with my uncle. And it was during Georgetown. He was at Georgetown. And I just loved it. You know, I was like, yo, this dude is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I just been hooked on to, you know, sports. And then I would watch the Giants, you know, with my uncle. He was the one that put me on the sports.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm in New York, so I'm watching the Giants. And I saw the Jets, but I didn't like their uniforms.
His wife's nickname is called LL Cool Jets.
The LL Cool Jets.
That's the fire name.
That's her name, dude. She plays fantasy football with that name too.
Yeah,
she Jet Nation. So let me ask you this before we move. So how'd you feel about losing Saquon?
I feel like the Giants did the ultimate dummy move, and I applaud him for going to the big brother. They deserve what they got.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It is what it is. It is what it is, man. You could have kept that man for only $2 million. $2 million, you let that man go, but you give Daniel Jones $40
million? Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Who can't play?
This man,
he accounted for what, like 60 to 80% of their offense? You can't give that man an extra $2 million?
I hear you talking, Mr. Brown. I like that.
I feel that.
I had to ask that.
Frederick, tell the listeners, where are you from and where did you go to high school?
So I was born in Yonkers, which is in Westchester. You know, it's south of New York City.
Yep.
And I was 7 years old. We moved to Brooklyn. And then when did I move? Going into ninth grade, we moved to Long Island.
Okay.
And Uniondale. I went to Uniondale High School. And then right after that, I wrestled in high school. That was my main sport.
Okay.
And I was set to, had a few scholarship offers. I broke my leg my senior year, so I missed about 3 months of my last year. And all of a sudden, those colleges that was interested in me changed their number.
Oh, wow. That's how it happens.
So did you ever do any kind of crazy things in high school? What's the dumbest thing you ever did in high school?
My wife might be listening to this, so I'm going to have to... My children might be hearing this, and you know they think of me in a high level of respect, so I might have to... We'll talk off camera.
Okay. Fair enough.
We'll talk off microphone.
Okay, all right. Respect.
What do you do for work in addition to being in the cigar business, and where do you live now?
I'm a financial crimes investigator for an international bank.
Okay. And where do you live now?
I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay.
Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do or die Bed-Stuy.
Do or die Bed-Stuy. Well,
it's do or gentrify Bed-Stuy.
Oh, wow. All right.
I like that.
Do or gentrify.
Do or gentrify. I got that. Duly noted.
Duly noted.
You remember the moment when you said the cigar lifestyle was for you? Do you remember that moment when it hit you?
It's funny because I had always thought of like cigars as, you know, these older white dudes, you know, after a business meeting, drinking some scotch and stuff. So I think it was 2009. I was a real estate agent, and a friend of mine had invited me to an event. She said it was a networking event. So I went with it. I was like, yeah, sure. And I went, it was a cigar lounge, and it was all black people. It was in Harlem. Mm. And it blew my mind. I'm at the time, 2009. I'm 29. Oh wait, how old am I? All right, hold on. That was the one. I'm 39. Yeah, I was okay. 39. So all I'm right. Like, yo, I'm like, wow. You know, black people smoke cigars. I never knew that. And I tried my first cigar, and you know, due to old habits, I inhaled. And that's the one thing you don't do.
I caught that.
So, you know, that's the one thing you don't do. So, you know, I'm coughing up. I'm spitting. My eyes is red. Like, you know, I got out the gas chamber. And, you know, everybody was there was just clapping and laughing. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? And they're like, yo, you're not a virgin anymore. Wow. Welcome to the ball world.
That's what's up.
Nice.
And I just loved it from there on out because I had been able to get customers. And, you know, you never really realize how many people actually smoke cigars.
Wow. Right.
Discuss women and cigars.
It's been my, since I've been smoking, it's been my just viewing that a lot more women, particularly black women, smoke cigars, especially if you go down south. Like when I travel to Georgia, I've been to in St. Louis, I know, which is in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of black women at cigar lounges. Mm-hmm. And going back to the south, Georgia, there's a few black women that own cigar lounges. Mm-hmm. Here in New York, we have two black women that own cigar lounges, Gloria, who owns Brooklyn Blue Smoke, and Sherry, who owns New Jack City in the Bronx.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a growing demographic, basically because, you know, cigar smoking is not a cheap lifestyle.
Right.
And I don't want to say it as a hobby. It's more of a lifestyle. And women, particularly black women, are making a lot more money nowadays.
Let me ask you this. Pertaining to that, do you think that adds a certain sex appeal to a woman? Like the cigar, you know what I mean? Does that? Because usually, like women that smoke cigarettes, that's not appealing. But women that smoke cigars, though.
It is. It's a very, you know, it shows strength, and it shows like, hey, you know, you could just be just as feminine, and smoke a cigar just like the big boys.
Right. You know? Right. And it does have a sex appeal to it though.
Yeah. I don't think you're trying to compete with the man, but I think, you know, women, I would say work just as hard as men. Okay. And if it's something you want to do to unwind and meet people, just like anybody, you know, you go to a cigar lounge, you can meet somebody that could change your life in a sense. Right.
Right. Correct. Right. Correct.
Absolutely. Over a cigar. So tell us about your website and how can we find your website and tell us about a little bit about
it. So my company, what we own is a it's a cigar accessories company. So just to be clear, we do not sell cigars.
Okay.
We only sell the cases, the humidors. We sell the cutters, and I also have a an ebook on the history and etiquette of cigars.
Okay.
It's at the Sarelix, Sarelix cigarstore.com.
Okay.
Say that again.
You want me to spell it again?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The Sarelix, Sarelix cigarstore.com.
Okay.
And we'll have a link on our website too.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think what it was is, you know, I'm sorry, just to make it quick, I've always tried to, like, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm always looking to do something that, you know, either to make extra money or more or less something that I love.
Right.
And I was on Instagram, and there's this young lady. She had a cup of coffee, and all she did was in her videos, she would walk with the cup of coffee and talk about. She would make comments like, you know, what's your passion, or what do you, you know, what do you want to spend your time doing? And I just caught my attention, and I contacted. I said, hey, what do you do? She was like, you know, I consult. And we spoke for about maybe 2 hours. And I kind of explained to her the lifestyle of cigars.
Okay.
And she was like, well, why don't you sell cigars? I said, oh, I can't, you know, you have to be licensed. She said, well, what about selling cigar cases? And I was like, wow, I never thought of that. And I just did my research. About 3 months later, I opened the website. I found some, you know, good, or at the time that I thought good vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been trial and error, but I think, say, in the last, say, 8 months, I'm on a really good roll. I'm comfortable with my with the people that I work with, and everything's been good, knock on wood.
Good, bless. Good. Is there any, like, cigar etiquette, and what should I do as a first-timer with cigars? And another part of that question is, where can they find your cigar etiquette reference book on your website?
When you look on my site, when it says shop here, you just click on it. It has all my products. And once you see the, it'll say the history and etiquette of cigars.
Okay.
It's going for $20.
Okay.
And all my other products. I would say when you go to a cigar lounge, if it's your first time, talk to the owner or whoever's there. Tell them what you like, you know, tell them what your taste buds are like. Cause I think you guys know, it's about the taste, or, you know, you might like flavored.
Right. Right. Right.
You might, generally you don't know what you like, but it's, I would say, try out, the house blend cigar.
Mm-hmm. Usually, when I've gone, the bartender will recommend something based on what I've ordered. You know,
yes.
What goes around, you know, if I ordered a beer, a lager or something like that, or if I ordered a bourbon, you know, they would have something. Usually they would order something like that.
Yeah. And so that's true. That leads me to the next question. So pair a cigar with like a Cabernet or wine, or either a cigar with like a bourbon. Would you suggest?
So I would say, like, so let's say whiskey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey is generally a winter drink because it's heavier, it's thicker.
Yep.
For the summer, if that's your thing, you would drink tequila.
Right.
Okay.
Generally, because, you know, it's lighter. It's not, you know, me, I drink whatever, I smoke whatever year round. I don't, you know, I don't pertain to that, because there's certain, if I was on an island and the only cigar that I could ever smoke for the rest of my life, it would be a Jaime Garcia. No questions asked, like, begin all, there's no stopping it. That's me. My second would be Leaf by Oscar, 10th anniversary.
Okay, that's interesting.
In terms of drinks,
yeah,
for me, nothing beats a nice cup of black coffee.
That's, you know what? That's true. That's true.
Which one would you want? So now, let's say I got a glass of Cabernet wine. Which one? Which cigar would you say goes best with a glass of wine? Red wine.
A glass of red wine. So you would want something more of a mild. I would say go with a La Aroma de Cuba.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it better to smoke a cigar before or after a meal?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Is it better to smoke a cigar before or after a meal?
That's a good question, because I've done both.
I think we have too.
Yeah. That's usually consistent.
So, I'm at, right now, I'm at Davidoff in Brooklyn, and they open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So it's not uncommon for me, because I work from home most of the time.
Okay.
So it's not uncommon for me to come in here at 10 a.m., 10:30, smoke a cigar while I'm eating breakfast, go home, chill, take care of the kids, get them settled, eat dinner, and then go smoke again.
Right.
Okay. But I got to try that out. I got to get back to you on that one. Maybe in the next 2 months, I'll do that experiment, which is better. But
All right. So look, Mr. Brown, we have this segment we call the Final Sports Drive Jeopardy. And we get excited about this. So we got a series of questions for you. And, we always get excited about this segment. So Coach O, you want to?
Yes. So this is first called Would You Rather segment. Would you rather? Would you rather be the regular host on Soul Train, or would you rather be the regular host on Yo MTV Raps?
Soul Train.
Oh, Cornelius.
Cornelius, right.
Smooth. So
let me ask you this, though. I got to ask you this question, because you say you're from Yonkers. So are you a rap? Do you like hip hop?
Yes, I do.
So is Jada Kiss your top five, dead or alive?
I couldn't argue if somebody made that argument.
You like Jada?
He's in my top ten.
You rock with Jada?
I do rock with Jada, but I would say he's in my top ten.
Who you got? I'm just real quick. I gotta know this. Who you got? Because you top ten. Jada say he top five, dead or alive.
I would have to say Nas.
Okay.
Kane.
Okay, Kane.
Okay.
Jay.
Okay. I need this. Come on. I need this.
This is painful, man.
Come on. I need this. I need to hear this.
Snoop.
Okay.
Prime Snoop.
Prime Snoop. I respect that. Okay.
Right.
And Rakim.
Listen, I'm going to give you that. Because Rakim, I was waiting. You had to put the guard MC in there.
Yeah.
You had to put the guard. I had to ask you that. So that was fire to me. All right.
My melody is still, to me, the greatest hip hop song of all time.
Check out my melody.
It is.
Yeah. Is that the one where he say, I take seven MCs, put them in a line.
That's seven MCs, they can rhyme.
And it'll take seven more before I go for mine. And it's 21 MCs. They ain't about the same time. Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing. No kissing, no messing around, no chewing, no rubbing, no biting. But don't make me
you
start.
Don't get me started. That's that Rakim.
If you don't mind, hold on 1 second. Let me go get my gold chain and my my beauty
practice. I love it. So look, I gotta ask you this. Where were you, right? Where were you during Hurricane Sandy? Do you remember where you were?
Oh, Hurricane Sandy.
Yes.
That was the one in New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was home. I was actually working from home. And our lights just flickered. I didn't get no damage to my house, but I smelled seaweed. I smelled seawater for like two straight days.
Wow.
And I remember we didn't get no damage, to my house. We got a lot of wind, we got a lot of rain.
Right.
But I didn't thank God we didn't get any damage by where I was at though.
Okay.
This next segment is called Travel Through Your Eyes.
Yes.
So describe seeing Maine while in the Navy and then while at Orono.
Okay. When I got to Maine, it was funny because I was stationed in Maine.
In the Navy?
Yes, when I was in the Navy.
Okay.
I was stationed in Maine. I was at Bath Iron Works. I was being put on a ship that was being built.
Okay.
And I had met a young lady while I was there, and she had attended the University of Maine. So that's when I would go up to the campus to see her from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I was culture shocked. I got to be honest with you, because I had never,
it's a culture shock.
Growing up,
I was too.
Growing up, I never really been around too many white people.
Wow.
Even my high school, even on Long Island, is predominantly Uniondale, like the Uniondale Hempstead area, and like Freeport, where Kenny Squires is from. Like,
Solo.
Yeah, it's primarily black wow. and Latino. Right, so we had a few white people, but I never really dealt. Going into the service, I saw, it was white guys or whatever, but it wasn't that much of an issue.
Right.
Going to Maine was a shock because I'd never seen so many white people. Not that it was a bad thing, by no means.
Right.
But it was just, different.
It's less than 1% black in the entire state. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
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 So,
and
go ahead.
Yeah, it was a shock. I mean, I got used to it because I had gone to at the time when I knew I was getting out, I had got hurt on the ship, so I had been released on a service connected disability.
Okay.
I had applied to multiple schools, one of them being Howard and Hampton and Norfolk State, but they didn't give me any money.
Okay.
Because I was what's considered a non-traditional student because I was older. Maine said, we'll give you everything you want.
Okay.
So I went to Maine. You go where they pay you.
Right.
And, I went up. It took a minute to adjust because I didn't see too many black women. And, I loved it overall. I loved it. If I had to do it over again, you couldn't convince me not to do it.
Right.
Because I met some amazing people to this day that I say are my brothers that I love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being Lance, who, I didn't really know Lance like that when we were in college, but speaking to him since, afterwards.
Right.
Getting to know him as I have. It's been a great emotion. It's been a great thing. And I
rest assured, Black Bears. Yeah.
Rest assured, yeah. Black Bears. So listen, I gotta before you let me ask you this. Who'd you pick? It's the WNBA segment. I gotta ask you this, and I'm interested in this. Who'd you pick for Rookie of the Year? Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark?
See, that's and I'm taking away everything. It's still up in the air. Because you gotta say, offensive wise, Caitlin's got her. Defensive wise, and say like rebounding wise, from a point of the impact of how they impact the team, Reese probably has her by a nose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think what it's going to come down to probably is who gets in the playoffs, and if they go get in the playoffs, who goes farther.
Right. Right.
Okay.
That's fine.
I would say it's a toss-up, and I don't think you can go wrong either way.
Can I ask you a question? And we're gonna let me ask you this. And I'm not trying to. Do you think that between those two, do you think that there's an equal amount of exposure with the W gives them equally, or do you think there's a biasness in the amount of exposure that one gets as opposed to the other?
I think media-wise, there is a bias.
Which way?
It's very obvious.
Which way?
I think the bias is for Caitlin. But I think that it's obvious. It's more from a racial point of view. There are more fans that that a ping that look like Caitlyn than they do Angel.
Okay.
I think that even when she lost, Caitlyn, the media always make Caitlyn out to be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
wow.
You know, sadly to say.
This is a good point.
I think now the reality is the way Angel plays, they can't deny now her. They have to give her due.
Correct. That's correct.
Right.
Because I think what is happening is people are going to the games to see Angel just as much as they are to go see Caitlyn now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, she's, you know, Angel has established herself. She's a superstar.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a rivalry. It's a rivalry because both are equally talented.
Right. And it transitioned from college to the W. So that's what makes it better, because it's a rivalry.
That's right.
Literally transitioned from the collegiate level to the W, you know, to the WNBA. So that's what makes it more interesting.
So, Frazier, let me ask you this. Would you smoke an unwrapped Cuban Cohiba Maduro that was found in Bill Clinton's motel room for $100,000?
$100,000. That's not even a thought.
You smoke it?
It came out of Bill Clinton's motel room now.
Listen, I'll take that $100,000. I know what Bill did.
I got your respect. All right, here's one for you. You elected president of the U.S., right?
Yep.
Which cigar are you smoking first to celebrate, and what would your first executive order be?
Jaime Garcia.
Okay.
My first executive order?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, I want to hear this.
I'm going to have it where... And I'm making an official holiday where black people actually do get off of their birthday, because we've been doing it for free all this time. You might as well.
I love it. I love that.
Black people birthday holiday.
We need to put them up. Hey, we need to make that happen. Let's run that. I like that.
All right. Blue Bag Music segment. Name someone smooth we should check out.
On the music.
Ooh.
Anybody we should check out? Anyone new? Somebody that you?
I don't really listen. You know, it's funny. I try to listen to some of this music, and not that it's not good or whatever, but there's nobody that's grabbed me that's keeping my attention. I'm very Maxwell and them dudes. You know what I mean? Like Nas.
Right.
Just, nobody knew that like had grabbed my attention like that, you know.
I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
Who's your top female MC?
My top female MC.
If you got an A and a B, that's fine.
Lauren.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was a young lady, Rhapsody. I had been hearing about her.
Rhapsody is amazing. Fire. She's fire.
And I caught her. It was the documentary, the Ladies First documentary.
Right.
I think it was on Netflix.
Right.
And I'm hearing her, and I'm like, yo, and I've heard of her, but I never heard anything from her.
She's fire. She is.
She's amazing.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, did you see Lauren's recent performance?
I tried to stay up, but I think like she was like 3 days late.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What? Here's a
no, I did see it. I'm sorry. I did see it.
That was good.
That was good. Okay. We got a tongue twister segment, all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this, and then I'll let you say it. I'm going to say it all the way through, and then I'll get you to say it after me, all right? All right. One smart fellow felt smart. Two smart fellow felt smart. Three smart fellow felt smart. Four smart fellows felt smart, and they all felt smart together.
I ain't that smart to repeat what you just said. Man.
You don't want to try.
One smart,
give it a try. Give it a
one
try.
One smart fellow felt smart. Just go 2, 3, 4.
One smart fellow felt smart.
Uh-huh.
Two smart fellows felt smart.
Uh-huh.
Two.
Uh-huh. Three.
Three smart fellows felt smart.
Four.
Four. Man, listen, man. Listen, man.
That was good. That was good.
Thank you for that. Listen, at least you tried.
Hey, that was good.
Got you. At least you tried. All right, we have it.
Okay. Edible, eatable, eat segment. Describe your perfect meal and pair it with the perfect cigar.
Mm.
Ooh.
Wow.
A nice baked. No, a nice grilled salmon, asparagus.
Oh yeah,
with candy yam.
Ooh,
and a Jaime Garcia.
When are we having dinner, sir? Respectfully, because that's my kind of. Ooh, I love that. You sound like you eat pretty healthy.
I do. I'm 53. I'm gonna be 54. I do eat. You know, I try to regularly exercise. I think COVID was the one time I just let it loose.
Right.
And I just got up there, you know, because we're eating out every day and right. not cooking, and just things is crazy. And then I think my youngest son, he was like, "Ew, daddy, your belly." And I said, okay, no more.
Right. That changed
everything.
So here's one. LeBron versus Jordan. Who you got? Who you go?
Put you on the spot.
Yep.
Oh, I'm LeBron all day. And it's hard. And it's.
Oh.
I got to go.
Frederick.
So let me explain, right?
Yeah,
Break it down.
I'm a Knicks fan for life. We was in college during the Jordan era. Mm-hmm. It was not a very good time for me.
Facts.
Me because
I'm a Knicks fan.
All my friends that played basketball was from Chicago. You remember Lance, Ramon Jones, Deontay,
right?
Ed Jones, all them dudes was from the Chicago
area. Illinois area.
Yeah, so it was all the 2-peat, 3-peat, Jordan. They beat the Knicks. It wasn't a very mental health, safe spot for me at that time.
So, brother Frederick, I have to ask you this humbly. So, are you picking LeBron because you don't like what Jordan did to the Knicks?
No, I'm picking LeBron because I think he's had a longer, more consistent career than Jordan.
Okay.
Now you could give Jordan. Listen, I will give Jordan his 6 rings, and that's 100%. No, that cannot be denied what he's done. And it could be argued that he'd have 8 rings if he didn't retire.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
So let me say this. I'm going to make this point. My little nephew, he's 9 years old. He made this stat yesterday, and I couldn't argue with him. He said that 40-year-old LeBron is better than 40-year-old Jordan.
Yes.
Yes.
I could not argue with that. So that
16-year-old LeBron was better than 16-year-old Jordan.
I agree with that. But for the fact that he said 40-year-old, he made that comparison, them at 40. I couldn't argue with that. Yeah. I couldn't argue with that. I mean, that's a good stat. He is.
A 40-year-old Jordan, 40-year-old LeBron is still making his teammates better than Jordan was at that point.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jordan sucked at the Wizards. He sucked at the Wizards.
This is my take, and I think what it is people knock Jordan, people knock LeBron for only winning 4 titles and losing in the finals 6 times. The man took his teams, 2 separate teams, to the final 9 straight years.
Yeah, that's
You cannot be denied. Now, even if you say it was in a losing effort overall, the fact that most teams or most individuals suffer from burnout, or they get happy, like, yo, we made it to the finals. Yeah.
Right.
This man made he got that team with Cleveland the first time against San Antonio, that in itself is memorable.
Right.
But he got past Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, again, and he's consistent. You could argue he's still one of the top 10 players in the league. 10 to top 15. And that's a shame.
It is. Mm-hmm. To have to say that a 40-plus-year-old can outplay
40-year-old man that's played with maybe half of the players' fathers.
Right. Wow. He's older than some of the coaches of the teams.
Oh, I know.
When he found that out, he just dropped his head. He's like, I'm older than
J.J. Redick, isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Like, you think about that. The few of those players that's on his team, he played in the same area as their father.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. I mean, That cannot be.
You ain't going to change my GOAT now. You're making a good argument for LeBron, but you ain't going to change my GOAT now. Jordan's still my GOAT.
Guess what? Sorry, not sorry. This is where we call you out. This is where we call you out. What is the nastiest cigar you've ever tasted?
Ooh. One that didn't grab me?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Nasty cigar.
Is that hard for you to find?
Something cheap. Well, something cheap.
Right.
Oh my God. That's a good one, man. It must have been early on, because nothing comes to mind that I know that there's certain ones that I'm not the greatest Cohiba fan.
Okay.
So if you had to pick one, that'd be it.
It wasn't nasty. It just doesn't grab me. It doesn't keep my attention.
Okay, that's good enough. Fact. So you spoke earlier about being an avid cigar smoker. You know, you were talking about working out, your exercise. How many times do you work out a week? Tell us about your exercise routine.
2 to 3 weeks.
What do you do? Yes. Weights, or what do you do?
I do weights. I do a little cardio. I maybe should do a little more cardio, but you know, I do mostly lifting, kettlebell. I've been doing a lot more, which is really fun. Yes.
Now, are we seeing any improvements? You know, in the abdomen. You know, because your son talked about your stomach, so we see it going down a little bit.
You can see it in the morning before I eat breakfast.
Good enough.
A life moment segment. Describe to us when you met your wife.
It was funny because it was in it was Christmas Eve of '97. Ramon Jones. I was picking up Ramon Jones because he was staying with me for Christmas, and I was meeting him at Port Authority, and I saw my wife who. She wasn't my wife at the time, but I saw her and I, you know, stopped her and we started talking, and she ran down this litany of questions. Are you married? You got a boyfriend? You got kids? You got a job? I'm like, yo, what am I? Like, what is this? What is this, Law and Order? And we spoke, you know, I called her the next day just to see if the phone number was correct. You know, I was like, hey, you know, Merry Christmas, whatever, you know. Because you know they used to do that. Women give you that wrong number or something like that.
Right. That was a facts.
So I called, hey, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, you know, Merry Christmas or whatever. So I was like, okay, it's legit. And we went out the next week, and we just continued to see each other. And 5 years later, I married her. This will be 22 years.
That's what's nice. Congratulations. Nice. All right, let's say I go to, I order your travel case, right, Carly Aficionado. What 4 Mount Rushmore cigars should I pack my new case with?
Jaime Garcia.
as I'm speaking about them. I'm hoping to get a phone call from them for all the,
they're going to be on the response. Right.
Leaf by Oscar.
Okay.
La Aroma. No. Liga Privada.
All right, give me one more.
The Liars.
Wow. Shout out. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I love it.
High school segment. Who was the sexiest teacher you had in high school?
In high school?
Yes.
I didn't have any really good looking teachers in high school, man.
Me neither. I didn't either. I was in elementary school. I had one in elementary school.
Yeah, they were
helping. Elementary?
Yeah, I still remember her.
I had one in middle school, Miss Nettles.
Miss Nettles?
Yeah.
Mine was Miss Muldrow.
Freckles, boy. She had freckles, too.
Miss Muldrow was strong, boy.
In elementary, we had Miss Barnes.
Miss Barnes?
Miss Barnes had the mushroom. She came, remember the mushroom in the 80s?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Miss Barnes was tall. She got out. She had a boyfriend. Got out the car. Every young kid would see it. She would get out the car. She had them high black ankle boots, or they were brown. Now this is over 40 years ago, so you understand that I'm remembering this.
I'm talking about the details. It's immaculate.
Immaculate, and she would get out, and it was like time stopped.
Oh wow. All right, so in keeping with that, here's an All Things Monica McNutt segment. All right.
Yes.
You, here's a scenario. You, some of your friends, and Monica McNutt, y'all playing a game of truth or dare. All right, here's your turn. You ask Monica, you say truth or dare, and she immediately responds and says dare. What is going to be your dare for Monica McNutt?
See, y'all trying to get me punched in my face and my teeth.
Listen, everybody knows that Monica McNutt is our ESPN girlfriend.
Yeah. We put it out there.
Go ahead. So you good. You protected. We got you.
Yeah, tell that to my wife. I send you my medical bill.
You just told a great story about how you met your wife.
What's your dare? What's your dare toward? I mean, just hypothetically.
I dare her to try and make a comeback to the WNBA.
Okay. That's good. Okay. All right. That's good. I like that.
What would your dare be, coach?
See how you do?
Come on, man.
I tell you what, my dare would be? I would dare her to strip naked. That's okay. What my dare would be.
That can't be argued. I mean, that's personal.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm doing
I'm
a
not
dare,
saying I'm
like,
a toucher, but I'm just saying.
I'm just going to say me and her go in the back room.
Oh, see, here's worse than mine. At least I got her stripping naked and standing there.
You got us stripping naked.
I guarantee you mine is better. Bet you they like my answer better. They like my better. I'm just saying. Respectfully.
Respect.
You can ask any female about her favorite R&B singer or, what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's, come on, if they honest, the dare would be, I dare you. Right. I want to see.
Right.
It might not
necessarily. Chris Brown is the most recent example of that.
Chris Brown. Thank you. Right. I was just going to say.
Yep.
So, I'm being honest.
Facts. Pet peeves. As a Knicks fan, and I'm a Knicks fan also, what pisses you off about being a fan of the New York Knicks?
I would say that it took this long to get it right. They have been so inept in finding a really good coach, a good GM, and the owner being on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything really went south when they got Carmelo when they could have waited for the season to end, get him during the summer when you weren't giving up everything. Getting Phil Jackson as a GM when he did nothing. And just getting coaches that really either didn't know what they do or just picking really horrible players because they were just picking players. I think there was a chance they could have had. They picked Frank Melikaninas or whatever his name was over. They, I think they had a chance to get Klay Thompson at the thing at that year.
Right.
Or they or no, it was there was they had a chance to get a Donovan Mitchell, and they picked another player.
Yeah, we have a history of that.
Wow,
we have a history of that.
Yeah, you know, I think Tibbs is a really good coach. He's got players that are Tibbs players. And I think one thing they should definitely not do is try and get rid of Randle. Randle is that dude.
You he like just got to stay you healthy. Like Randle. You like Randle.
I love Randle. You know, he just has to mix. I think what it is it took them the first year with Brunson. It was like, who's number one? Who's number two?
Mm-hmm.
I think Randle has to accept that Brunson is number one, but he can make, he could make Randle feel like he's the number one.
That's interesting.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That does make sense. It's interesting that you say that. I got one for you. As the GM of the Giants, the New York Giants, you got the next pick in the NFL draft. Which quarterback are you drafting? This is going to be interesting. Peyton Manning or Eli Manning?
Peyton, that's not even a question.
Eli, but Eli did the Patriots dirty twice.
He won y'all two Super Bowls.
He did the Patriots dirty twice. Eli did that. Come on.
Eli didn't do that. The defense and that thank God miracle once in a lifetime catch by Tyree did it.
Now he did hit Plexico Burris in the back of the end zone now for that the game winner.
That is true. If I had, well, so you gotta think like, so from a point of consistency, there's no question.
Peyton Manning.
It's Peyton. No question there.
Okay.
If I was asked, if anything, if I could do anything right now, if I were the Giants, I would trade for Justin Fields. I would try and get rid of Daniel Jones and try and get somebody like Justin Fields.
Wow.
Nah.
Yeah, from your Pittsburgh Steelers.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I know. I understand. I would.
Because they're going to realize.
The guy. Daniel Jones is not the guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's not the guy.
The Giants are going to realize they made the biggest mistake of their lives.
They booed him when they drafted rid of Saquon. They booed Daniel Jones when they drafted him, dude.
Getting rid of Saquon. It was the worst thing.
They invested in Daniel Jones and got rid of Saquon.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, two thumbs up segment. What movie have you watched too many times?
Predator.
The first one?
The first one.
Fire. That's the best
and
one.
And I love it. And I can I love it.
Get
every
you the
time
chopper.
I'm having so fun. I'm having so fun.
You cussing this motherfucker. I don't care who you are in the real world. You cuss him just one more time. I'll bleed you here real quick, real quiet. Baby.
You are one ugly motherfucker.
Shout out. I love it. All right, we're going to get you out of here. This is the last question. All right, this is the what if segment. What if Iron Man fought Thor? Who you got winning?
Thor, no questions asked.
My dude is Iron Man. I'm just saying, my favorite character is Iron Man. I'm rocking with Tony, bro. I know
all Thor, he got to do is grip that. All he has to do is get a grip. He get a grip of that iron, grip it out.
It's over with.
And that's over.
Yeah. They did fight though. Remember?
Yeah.
In the first one, they had a little brawl, and Loki broke it up by
No, so, Captain America did.
That was Captain America.
But they always had beef, though.
Okay.
Iron
you want
Man.
Me to put the hammer down?
I love it. So you're a Marvel fan?
I'm Marvel and DC, but I'm more Marvel.
Okay.
Right.
All right. What's your favorite Marvel? I got to ask you that. Favorite one?
I got to say overall, Thor. Because he was always like, Thor was that dude. Like, he was like, yo, I'm God. Yo, I'm a God. Who,
right.
Who are y'all? You know what I mean? Like, I'm Thor.
But Hulk, and, but Hulk took the show in the Avengers. Hulk took over at the, yeah. in the Avengers. He look, dude, when he the first, when he took over, Hulk did.
Yeah,
he showed up. Yeah. Especially when he said, "I'm always." He was like, "That's the thing. I'm always angry."
The Hulk,
and
man.
He turns, yeah. dude. Oh, that's a fire
he was on another
scene.
Level.
He is. Yeah.
Thor and Power Man.
Okay,
I've always been a Power Man, Luke Cage fan, okay. and
wow.
When they had the TV show, I loved it.
Wow!
I was like, yeah, they was really. Did you guys see it?
No,
oh, I saw.
I didn't see.
It's on Netflix, right? The one on Netflix.
No, it's on Disney.
I didn't see that.
No, Luke Cage is on Luke Netflix.
I'm watching it. Oh, okay. I'm watching it off of Disney.
Oh, okay.
It switched.
Yeah. Okay.
We watched. I think we watched one season of Luke Cage.
I watched it when it was on Netflix.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Mr. Frederick Brown. It's been a pleasure.
Cigar aficionado.
Yes. Is there anything that you want to say to the people?
I want to say thanks. First of all, thank you to you guys. I really appreciate it, man. I mean, I've had so much fun. Again, awesome. Like I said before, man, it was really good reconnecting with Lance. And let me give you a second thing of how nice this dude is.
Wow.
When I was visiting my girlfriend at the time at campus, and I was walking along, and I had asked, I said, "Hey, where's the gym?" And he said, "It's right over there." And I said, "Oh, thanks." And he was like, "Yo, I'm Lance." I said, "How you doing? I'm Frederick. Nice to meet you." He didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? And wow. I was just like, wow, okay. And I saw him a few times in on campus and such. And to reconnect, 30 some odd years later, it's a great thing. And it just really
to Coach O, man.
That's
him.
Rest assured, Black Bears.
That's Coach O, man. That's Coach O. You
rest assured, Black Bears.
So what you got? You got anything coming up with your cigar, with your company, with your business? Anything coming up you got in the events?
I'm doing a pop-up shop on Harlem Week in August, the weekend of August 18th.
Okay.
I'll be at the Harlem Sanctuary.
Okay.
At 2542 Frederick Douglass Boulevard.
Wow.
Y'all so
heard it here.
If anybody's out there, just come on out. It's a great, one of the best, one of my favorite cigar lounges. We'll be outside. I'll have my, some of my stuff. And just, we're having a good time. Otherwise, I'm just smoking and enjoying the summer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mr. Frederick Brown. We appreciate having you on.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Take care. Have a good day.
You take care. Have a good one. All Lance, right, we'll talk, brother.
No doubt.
Bye-bye.
Good stuff, dude.
Yes. Nice, huh?
That was good stuff.
That was good stuff.
That was good, dude. That was fun.
I had a good time with that.
I had a lot. Dude, he's diverse.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
He's very diverse as far as, like, he's comical, serious.
Right.
To the point, like, very detailed.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? He liked a lot of the questions. I like when people are like... That makes you
right.
You want to ask the question and pull somebody there. Yeah,
and they give it to you too.
And they give it to you. Man, listen, hey, this has been On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. It's been your On the Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka Steeler Nation since 76.
Ah, and this is the infamous. The infamous Mr. You Better Live, a.k.a. Mr. Coach Reback, a.k.a. Mr. Football Know-It-All. This has been episode number 13, and we out.